Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you back to the RS and V-Bob show. We have RS here with the anonymous dog. We have V-Bob, and tonight we have a birthday gift to V-Bob. I just found out a little bit ago that V-Bob's birthday is, I think, the 19th of February. Ladies and gentlemen, I did not know that. However, as we were finishing up the second part of taking the butters off, V-Bob informed me that the topic of the next podcast, which is this podcast, was his birthday gift from me to him. He was very impressed with that, and actually I just thought, you know, it was kind of a cool podcast because I got to do the podcast I wanted to do, taking the butters off, two episodes of that, and it meant a whole lot to me. And tonight we are going to do an episode that means a lot to V-Bob, and the topic tonight, of course, we are on AboveTopSecret.com, and the topic tonight is, are we in V-Bob's mind? I'm going to turn it over to V-Bob and answer my phone. Ladies and gentlemen, we have V-Bob. Are we in V-Bob's mind?
There's a real good possibility that none of you exist. Arius just ran off and grabbed the phone. He's a business owner, so he has to do his job. But during a flight to Seattle, then a drive to Portland, and to my nephew's wedding, there were several things that convinced me that things weren't as they seemed. Seems that everything that I asked for seemed to just pop into my lap, as though the world is not as we see it. There are a lot of items out there in the world, but the way that things worked out for me were very unusual. I would say something like, boy, I wish there was like a beer truck and a beer truck would show up. Or I would say, oh, you know, it'd be interesting if something else occurred. And it would always show up. It would just be there. There was a time today with Arius where we were talking about our business plan for another business that we're looking at building. And I said, hey, what about this business? And there came that truck. The anonymous dog even just came in. It was amazing. Everything that I think will occur seems to occur. This is what's very unusual. And it's possible that all of you listeners out there are just a product of my own mind. So what I want you to do is email me at ernie.acs@gmail.com. And I want you to send me an email just to let me know that you are an actual individual. Because I don't know that you are. I actually may be God. But that's a little bit harsh. I know for some of you to digest. But you may just all be figments of my imagination, and we are at the glass table, and Arius, who is a very, very strong force in this podcast, he just notified me that he wants the mic, so here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know that I'm not buying into this whole idea that Ernie has, that we are all a product of his mind. And, you know, every time I say something like this, he's like, I knew you were going to say that. But, you know, we have been working on a business where we can make a lot of money. We each have our own businesses, but this new business is really good. I'm a strong businessman, and I believe we have a lot of potential, more than we have in each of our businesses put together. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put idea out there for you guys. If V-Bob is truly the master of our universe, and if he is actually thinking up everything, then V-Bob, I think we should have emails pertaining to this podcast here from 11 different individuals. No more than 11, no less than 11. Sent to your email.
Why 11?
11's a cool number. It's prime, indivisible. Two prime numbers put together means two.
Okay.
Two's cool. Anyway, 11 people, 11 different individuals emailing you, if your hypothesis is correct, that's the proof I want. 11 people emailing you, asking you questions about this podcast here. Not about all our other podcasts, because we do have a lot of people emailing us about these podcasts. The second thing, V-Bob, if you are really able to think everything up, then think us up a little bit better life. You know, get us, you know, billionaire money. Make us billionaires. Get us on a beach where we got hot chicks running around 18 years old in the countries where, you know, we don't have to be 18, maybe a little less. Nah, V-Bob, just kidding. I'm getting a little raunchy. But anyway, no, we don't endorse anyone over 18, getting with anyone under 18. But V-Bob, if you really are the master of this universe, then make our lives perfect. Paradise on Earth. Billionaires with all kinds of women, multiple women, who only want to be with me and only want to be with you. Your own women. All right,
so he got a little wrench on you. That happens. He's a good guy, though. He's a very individual person that But if I am imagining you as being somebody that's part of the world, that's fine. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate you being part of my world. Please send an email to ernie.acs@gmail.com. I hope that I am imagining you. If you send me an email, I will do everything I can to make your life the best that you can have. You will find that I am a grateful God.
V-Bob, you went too far, buddy. You are not God.
No, I'll be cool.
You are not a
no,
God.
We're, I,
V-Bob.
We're going to argue this
whole
evening.
This whole episode is bullshit.
No, this
V-Bob
is my birthday
is not in
episode.
It is your birthday episode, but you know that we don't agree on this topic.
No, it's
you are not in control of this universe.
I know
V-Bob,
I'm.
V-Bob, come on.
I just really pissed off Arius, but that'll happen from time to time.
Let's consult the anonymous dog.
The anonymous dog doesn't give a shit. The anonymous dog's laying on the floor. Just hang out with us and chill. We're cool. But like I like the number 11 too. I actually like the number 13 better. It's another prime number. And if we get 13 people that actually kind of contact us, we'll take the first 13 people that actually contact us, and we're going to talk to you about a project that we're working on. And it's pretty wild. If you have any computer experience, please feel free to give us an email at ernie.acs@gmail.com. And we have a project that we're working on that's nationwide. And you can get in on this and really be a ground level on a new business that's going to really like be above the new order. And when I say the new order, I say like how the market is crashing and the land prices are going down. We're going to go ahead and make a new business that will be above that. We're already working on like places that we can have meetings with people. We can talk to them and actually build businesses. We're working beyond this.
I don't mean to interrupt you here, V-Bob, but again, we are on AboveTopSecret.com, and one of the rules that AboveTopSecret.com has is that you are not supposed to be pimping out a business or a website or something like that. So
understandable.
We need to put an end to that, V-Bob.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and put an end to that. Since it is my birthday thing, my birthday is actually February 19th, and I will be 44, and most of you probably are not that old, and I hope that you all have great lives. Take it easy, be cool, and Arius is yawning.
I am yawning. V-Bob, we need to step up this episode because... you know, supposedly we're all in your mind. Now, I want to say that, V-Bob, this sounds like an issue that you have. Is it possible that you have some type of psychological condition which predisposes you to think that we're all part of your mind?
There is a very good possibility for that because, today I was sitting at a restaurant and I said, "Hey, what about this company and their truck?" Rolled right up. What about that company and their truck rolled up? There, since I can't talk about business, I'm just going to say that oftentimes I'll be on a situation and everything seems to go in that manner where I just, the anonymous dog is going to eat a steak. The anonymous dog is going to eat a steak. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
Ow!
Oh, the anonymous dog just ate a steak and almost Arius's his finger. The anonymous dog is a very large animal. It just seems to me that too many coincidences have happened. So you may occur only in my mind. So if I am gone at any given point, there's a very good chance, I'd say about 50-50, that... you'll be gone too, so you better watch out.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think V-Bob's deluded here.
V-Bob thinks he's deluded too.
V-Bob thinks he's... Ladies and gentlemen, V-Bob is a very intelligent individual, and most of his theories and hypotheses are logical. Now, I don't agree with V-Bob on everything. That's okay. On this issue, I think he's dead wrong. you know, all the logic doesn't add up. V-Bob doesn't see it.
Don't worry about the red.
But, you know, the logic just doesn't come through. And, you know, we're 13 minutes into this to this podcast, and we're struggling here to come up with some new material to make it to 20 minutes. So I just don't see how we can go to a second episode, V-Bob. You are not an all-seeing individual. You are not the master of this universe. I just was very offended when you called yourself God. You're not God. You're not a God. You're a freaking... 6.5 foot tall Viking. I mean, come on, dude. Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm turning it back over to V-Bob.
He's probably right. Everything has probably been just some sort of coincidence. And I do appreciate that. And I do appreciate the fact that, you know, he does respect the Lord and the Lord's name. But, you know, there's just been so much that's going on in my life, I can't even explain it to you. It's all good, though. We're friends. We'll always be friends. And just because we disagree once in a while doesn't mean that we can't be friends. And that is how we need to live our lives. Just because you disagree doesn't mean you can't be friends. And I hope everybody out there has a wonderful life, has a wonderful friendship. And I'm out of here. Unless Arius has something else to say, I'm going to go ahead and cut it off.
V-Bob. This is the RS and V-Bob show. The RS and V-Bob show is a 20-minute show, sometimes 21, and we're only at 15 minutes right now. So I guess what we need to go into is some of the reasons why you think we are part of your mind. And, you know, I think part of this is possibly my fault. You see, I told V-Bob that he needs to see a video. What the bleep do we know? And after he watched that video, he's not been the same. He somehow believes that he is this omnipotent being that's in control of everything. And I hope it's not my fault. V-Bob, is it my fault?
It is not your fault. This has happened since I was a child. There have been times, you know, when I just say, you know, where's the bus and there's the bus. Where's this, there's that. I mean, it just seems to me in my lifetime, things have just fallen into my lap. And what, I'd like the listeners here to check out the Butters rant that we had. It's briefly earlier. It's not posted yet, but it will be posted soon. But I would like you to check that out because it kind of falls into line here. And we were kind of off on that one, you know. We were like talking about different things. But it all ran together. I mean, kind of in a way. Kind of check that out. What do you think?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to say it kind of ties into what we're talking about here because, you know, V-Bob, I've taken the Butters off. And once you take the Butters off, there's no going back. I think that you have some psychological problems here. You know, I think that possibly you've got some bipolar disorder or some type of issue here that is making you believe that, you know, the world is not real and that you are somehow this entity who's in charge, this master of the universe. So what do you have to say about that, V-Bob?
No, I'm believing that I'm an omnipotent person.
You are the master.
I am the master of my universe. Oh, yes. No, it's bullshit. Don't worry about people. I'm not going to go out and, like make travesty. If I was God, you'd love me.
You know, I really do think that, V-Bob. I think if you were a god or the master of this universe, that I don't think we'd be having the problems we're having. I don't think you would have the stomach for it. You know, you would probably You would probably have it better than anybody else, but everybody else would have it pretty good.
So, very well put.
V-Bob, we've got about 2 minutes here left, and I want you to talk about if you were the master of the universe, what would you make it?
My friend Arius has allowed me to have the microphone for 2 more minutes, and you know what? He is a very, very good friend. We take care of each other. Everything's cool. I may not be the master of the universe, and that's very mostly likely. But if I have to have a friend on this planet, I want it to be Arius. And Arius is somebody that you could trust on. So no matter what you do in life, have it good. Play it well. Don't spill your beer like he just did on the glass table. That's the glass table. You've listened to the glass table. I hope you have a good evening. Take care now. Bye.